Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
It's your boys, welcome to the kicking spot. It's your boys, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo. Why did I have a visual? I was partying to the break of dawn.
How did I know who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I have a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kickin' Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is the Kickin' Spot, and it's going down. Here's your boy, T'Angelo. And I hope you guys are having a blast in life, because I know I am definitely living life to the fullest, doing what we do as entrepreneurs on the move. And tonight is going to be another fun-filled, exciting evening of hanging out with you guys, talking about what's going on in the world of entertainment, checking out some of the trending topics, things, and whatnot. I'm actually getting in, trying to pull it together here and keep it fun and exciting. Give me a little dranky drink right now. Make sure I keep, you know, keep myself a bit hydrated. Yes, and we're definitely going to have a blast today. let's see, you guys. If you happen to be listening online, I always just recommend and inform all the listeners to stop by tangelo.com, check out the website. You'll have fun there. I've actually been meeting to do some updates and get some new pictures and things up. But all in due time, you guys pretty much stay abreast. Also, be sure to, follow me on Twitter. That's always a good look. I've been a little away from Twitter recently, but it's just because I've been doing so much work. The show Baby Day, which I'll talk more about, is coming up soon, and we got photo shoots, and you got production meetings and rehearsals and all whatnots and whatnot. So you can follow me at The One T'Angelo. That's the number one T'Angelo is how you can find me on Twitter, and definitely keep up with all the things happening there. Okay, so I want to take a moment real quick, you guys, and just share a little something with you. How awesome my Easter Sunday was recently. Yeah, this past Easter. I'm not sure about you guys if you do anything for the holiday, but my family lives probably about 80 miles away from me, the bulk of them. And so I had pretty much just, you know, counted myself out of seeing them because I knew I had to work that day. And so my baby sister's like, hey, are you coming down? And I was like, no, but he hadn't planned on seeing you guys. And so she was just telling me, no, you have to come down, you know, your nephew, who is 6 years old, mind you, is going to be giving his Easter speech. You know, we're cooking, we're doing the family thing. And I was like, I don't know. Gas is pretty expensive these days. I didn't say it, but I sure enough was thinking it. But whatever, you know, why do you work as hard as you do so you can be able to drive 80 miles with $5 a gallon gas? So anyhow, you guys, got in the hoopty, headed out there. And if you guys were raised in a Baptist church as I was, you may recall how important having an Easter speech can be for a little lad. You know, you go through all this trouble memorizing the stuff that they tell you to. And so, you know, this is a big moment, you know, for the adults more so than the kid. But, hey, whatever. So I was able to work it out. I went. And it was so awesome. I got there in the nick of time to pull into the parking lot, find me a seat, and check out my little nephew perform his Easter speech. It was awesome. I mean, it was such a great speech. I tried to get the video so I could play it for you, but the audio didn't come out strong enough so I wouldn't be able to hear it. But the little guy had a speech that compared Jesus Christ to the popular superheroes of today. And it was great because it talks about, you know, how Jesus doesn't have spider webs. He doesn't have kryptonite and stuff like that. But he is all things amazing. So, and kind of find out he only had 2 days to learn his 2-minute speech. And not to mention the speech came with motion and arm movements and hand gestures and everything. So I'm just sharing all this stuff with you because I just think family is awesome. And, you know, if you question or I know for myself, I don't really question why I do what I do or why I work as hard as I do, but I continue to work hard and diligently so I can provide for my family and just make sure all their wants and needs are provided for. So that's what I do. And anyhow, to finish it all up, his speech was followed up by a wonderful concert. Well, my sister's choir had a great concert. And then my eldest sister, she cooked food, and it was magnificent. It was delicious. It was all things yummy. I can taste it now. Honey-baked ham, greens, neck bones. I didn't really eat the neck bone, but they were there. And we had cornbread. We had macaroni and cheese. There was a lot of food. I can't think about it right now, but I supposed to wrote it all. I supposed to list everything, but it was delicious. So I just want to big up to the family, you guys. And then we closed the night with laughs, and the family played on the Wii until the late hours, and then we, you know, went our separate ways. It was super great. So it was awesome. It was awesome. I just want to share that little thought I had with you guys, because I know we all had our own, you know, holidays recently. And I don't know about you guys, but I always appreciate a good holiday because there was no traffic on Monday. Yes, everyone was still at home with the family, so people kind of left the roads alone. So that's always great. And spring break was recently going on, so the freeways and stuff aren't crazy in L.A. Yeah, see, yeah, Veronica's nodding, you guys, because she agrees with me. Right, because it's not. It's just a lot better. Right, yeah. No, I got home today. I mean, I got home yesterday in about an hour. Yeah, whatever. Oh, we're just talking about, because usually you can get from one place to another in like 15 minutes here in L.A., and on a heavy day with traffic, that 15 minutes can turn into 60 minutes. Horrible. So anyhow, let's... Yeah, you guys. Sorry about the little technical difficulties. Weird. Okay. So anyhow, that was my stuff with the family. So, oh, I was going to mention also the kids were on spring break, so I had three of my nieces and nephews at my house. Have you guys ever had three kids just when you weren't used to having children? I had a 6-year-old, an 11-year-old, and a 13-year-old. Okay, well, okay, I got to get back to the script, so I can't get into it right now. And you guys, so my nieces and nephews were at the house for 4 days. And all I'm going to say is I made it out alive. Okay, but for those who know, the children definitely keep it popping. I mean, I had a great time, but a lot of energy. I give it up to those single moms. But anyhow, or the single parents all across the world. So tonight's show, you guys, is going to be fun. It's going to be humorous. It's going to be very informative. We're going to have discussions about a few different things. We're going to talk about what are the top 5 best and worst jobs of 2012. Also, for all you iPhone lovers, I have a few iPhone tricks that you might not be aware of, you know. So I have a few little newbies that you might want to add to your day-to-day affairs. And then also our girl Carla B is going to stop by and tell us why she's about to go on 51 dates with 51 different men that she's meeting offline. Yeah, I can't wait to hear about this one. If y'all been following her on Facebook at all or Twitter, you can see that she's promoting this whole 51 dates thing. I mean, really? What's going on? What is it? And then 51, why that number, you know? So we'll definitely hear from Carla later on this evening. And then we have the Celebrity Hub. And yes, the Celebrity Hub is very interesting, you guys. I can't wait to get into it. our girl Sherry Shepherd was recently voted off of Dancing with the Stars. And we're going to hear about that and also her emotional exit. Wow, she's so touched. Also, our girl Melissa Gilbert from Dance with the Stars is recovering from her injuries that she received last week while performing the Pase Doble. She actually got a concussion and whiplash. I hope the performance was worth it. Our boy Mark Anthony files divorce from Jennifer Lopez. And will she receive spousal support? That's always weird when two rich people want spousal support. I don't get it. And then also we'll be having we'll probably talk about Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston's family speaks out about how they feel about the closing of the case. Also, I'll mention that Whitney Houston has a new movie about to come out. For those who don't know, yes, Whitney Houston completed a film before she left us. And then breaking news. Guess which R&B superstar had his baby mama sign on to be the newest Atlanta housewife? Yeah, I can't. Yeah, we're going to have fun, you guys. You definitely have to stick around to find out what's going on in the Celebrity Hub, okay? So with all that being said, we also have a guest speaker tonight. We have a guest for this evening, a young man who believes that achieving your goals and dreams is all about having a winning perspective. Yes, Nate Gray is a public speaker and a book author who will share with us this evening that he will share with us how your mindset determines your success. Okay, so we're about to have a blast. If you guys are listening online, feel free to join the chat rooms. Also, if you are online, I'm trying to get there myself. Did I get lost? I got lost. Also, feel free to join the chat room. We'll be chatting away there, talking about things that's going on here on the radio, and you can also give your opinion. Or if you want to give us a call, you're always welcome to call into the station, 718-664-6543, 718-664-6543, and we can discuss your thoughts on all things trending and popular and whatnot. Yeah? Yeah. Okay, and then also, lastly, I wanted to mention that we are going, What was I mentioning? Oh, if you guys are listening online, if you happen to want to listen to the show at a time when you're not near your computer, you also can listen via the phone. So you can just plug the phone into the auxiliary cord in your car and just call the radio line. Again, 718-664-6543, and you can listen away on your phone. So that's really cool. And for those people who are not computer savvy, that's another way to listen to the show and still catch it live. Okay? Now, with all that being said and done, we're going to take a musical break. And the song we're about to hear, actually, is the one we just played a second ago, but we're going to play it all the way through because the new single has been released by hip-hop legend Lil' Kim. And it seems that she's trying to make a comeback, you know? I mean, all this back and forth between her and Nicki, so finally she put the track out. So let's check out the song, you guys, and tell me what you think. Let me know if you like it, and if you don't, we'll discuss. I think I might like it. I think I might. Okay, here we go. Yeah. If You Love Me by your girl Lil' Kim. So I don't know. I don't think it's a bad song. I mean, she's playing off some of the pop trends, you know, some of the quotes in her song, play off the trends of the songs that's coming out every day, every day, every day, which is a motto with our boy Drake, you know. So, anyhow, I think I'm feeling it. I mean, it's a short song, by the way, too. I don't know. Did we play the shorter? Is there a longer version? I don't know. But anyhow, okay. Let's see here. So, let's talk about some T projects really quickly. Not way too much going on. Well, it's like a lot going on, but it just happens. Anyhow, so as far as T projects are concerned, first, I have just recently released a new video, which is of me performing with my dance company at a breast cancer benefit. You'll definitely need to visit my YouTube page to check it out. This video and many, many more can be found on my YouTube page. And then also, this is the first dance video I've released of this series. And I think the performance is really hot. It's one of my favorites. I'm actually about to redo it, the choreography, because the choreo was so fun and exciting that I just have to do it again. And I'm trying to learn it again, actually, because I haven't performed it in a little while now. But it's a really hot song. So anyhow, because it has the music composed. Blah, blah, blah. Anyhow, so, yeah, if you happen to not have known about the new release, it might be because you're not on the email list. If you want to be added to the email list, go to tangelo.com and then go into contact us and leave your email address there, and we'll definitely have you added to my email list. Also, we are just days away from the production I have been working on for a few months now, which is Baby Day Celebration of Dance. And to all of you dance lovers who love watching dance, performing dance, and all that jazz, just supporting the art, Baby Day Celebration of Dance is a dance show featuring dance teams, from children to adults, all the while honoring great people in the community. Now, last year, I was blessed with the opportunity to be presented an award for my works in the community through dance and performing. And so they saw it fit to honor me, and I was, like, completely taken back by it. And seeing as I thought it was a great cause, I went ahead and got involved in it, and so now we are putting the event there, putting the event on, and I'm a part of the board, helping to pull this event to the stage. The Baby Day Celebration of Dance is taking place April 21st, so definitely mark your calendars. April 21st at 1 p.m. Is Baby Day Celebration of Dance. You can go to babyday.org for more details. That's B-A-B-Y-D-A-E. BABYDAE.org, and it's going to be a good show, and that's also where I'll be performing this piece I showed you. I mentioned from the YouTube video. I will be gracing the stage. Your boy Tiango will be hitting it again. I don't perform very frequently. People actually get mad because I'm always choreographing pieces, and I let them go on stage, and I'll sit backstage. But I'm going to hit the stage. I'm excited to do it. As I prepare more and more, I just get more and more excited, just uber excitement. So anyhow, you guys, definitely please stop by if you're in the area. Again, that's April 21st. Go to babyday.org for more details, B-A-B-Y-D-A-E. Okay, and then lastly, I'll just mention that I didn't put it on here, but don't forget, me and your girl Carla B will be in Anchorage in about 2 weeks as we're going to be covering a fashion show. So we want you guys to follow us. I will be taking mad pictures. We'll be doing like little videos and just uploading them immediately so you guys can get the whole backstage scenes of it. We're definitely wanting to take our audience with us because this is a new venture for us both. I've never been to Alaska. I don't think my girl Carla's been to Alaska, but I'm going to have to ask her. But this is going to be a great, you know, a great time. We want to take you guys with us, so definitely follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and all that jazz. Lastly, if you are in the Los Angeles area and you happen to be an indie artist, I would like to hear from you via Twitter or Facebook, because I'm interested in having you guys do a live studio session where we come onto the show and do it up Big Willie style. Hit me up. We'll go into details later. All that I ask is that you have quality music production, you know, have your stuff kind of ready, radio ready, and have a following so you get your fans involved and do a little ditty there. And then, you know, just hit me up for details and we can explain more and more then, okay? So anyhow, you guys, let's just chillax for a moment and we'll be right back, okay? Oh, wait, when we return, we will be hearing from our girl Cardi B as she shares her online dating experiences. Yep!
What's going on?
boy D'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kicking Spot. Welcome to the
Kicking
Spot, and I'm your host,
T'Angelo. Yeah, ooh, yeah, woo. Okay, so we are definitely back here. Okay, so let's talk about you iPhone lovers. Of course, iPhone is one of the major trending cell phones of the decade. And when I saw this, I thought this was very informative. 25 awesome phone tips and tricks that people don't necessarily know about, okay? Now, let's say these are great little tips, you guys, because regardless if you're like a seasoned phone user or you're brand new to the iPhone, you probably might not know some of these little tricks here, okay? And I was like, oh, okay. They have 25 of them, but I'm going to just name a couple that I thought were pretty interesting because there were things I didn't know. And I'm like, this could be a good little, you know, something to go here. So most of these suggestions will work with all the different versions of iPhones, too, but you know, some of them are only for the latest software, the iOS 5.1, I think it is, something like that. So, anyhow, I thought was an interesting little trick that the iPhone does is you can take a photo with your headphone cord. I'm like, what do you mean take a photo with your headphone cord? This is how it works. Now, you can use a volume control on your headphone cord, so you can turn the volume up and down with your cord on your headphones. Well, you can also use the same button to snap a picture while you're, you know, when you need it to. So here it goes. Say you have the camera in your hand. You get the picture lined up. You hold get the frame just right how you want the picture. But now you have to shake the camera to push the button to make it snap the picture. Well, now you don't have to. You can press the button on your headphone cord, and it will snap the picture for you. Voila. Boom. No shaking of the camera, and you got the shot. I thought that was great because you know how to get it all lined up just right and you got to look at it and you push the button, the camera kind of shakes and moves and you miss what you're trying to shoot, the cord allows you to do it. All right, you guys, tip number one. Here's another tip. This is a great one for you people who drop your phones, okay? If you drop your phone in the water, dry out a wet iPhone. Okay, that's a tip. Dry out a wet iPhone. Here you go. So you're not the first person to drop your iPhone in the toilet or the sink. If this happens, don't turn it on as you can damage the smartphone by short-circuiting it. It says,
hey, you guys, have you seen the Kicking Spot? I mean, I'm trying to find the Kicking Spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm T'Angelo. I'm the host. The Kicking Spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit.
Hey, you guys. I'm sorry, I'm having technical difficulties this afternoon. This evening, they let me have it. But, okay, so getting back to my iPhone situation here. Okay, so So if your phone gets dropped in the water, what they tell you to do is lightly towel dry the phone. Do not use a hair dryer as it can further push moisture into areas that aren't already wet. Then it says submerge the iPhone into a bowl or a Ziploc bag of uncooked rice and leave it overnight. Okay? And by doing this, it pulls the moisture out of the phone. Booyah right there. Okay, so again, if you drop your phone in water, don't worry about it. Don't turn it back on. Just submerge it into a bowl or a Ziploc bag of rice, and it'll help pull the moisture out, and you should be able to get your phone back going. So I'm not planning on dropping my phone in any water to figure it out, but it is a nice note to know. Anyhow, what else do we have here? Oh, goodness. Okay, let's see. Oh, yes. Have you guys ever, like, locked yourself out of your phone or frozen it? Now, how to revive a frozen iPhone. So if your smartphone freezes on you and pressing the sleep/wake button on the top of the device doesn't do anything, don't panic, okay? It says instead, press and hold the home button and the sleep/wake button at the same time, and you'll be prompted to swipe the slide to power off tab. This so-called hard set resituates the frozen ice phone, you'll first need to wait through a full shutdown to restart it. But once you get that, you'll be able to unfreeze your phone, and booyah, you're going, you're back up and running again. Okay. We also have the Get More Done in Less Time. I like this feature. It says you can create shortcuts to words and phrases that you use a lot, such as, let's say you have a group of people you work with, the Northern California Association of Employment and Education. I'm sorry, the North, yeah. So say for instance, you got to say that word or that phrase, that group frequently. You can go into your settings, go to General, then Keyboard, and select Add New Shortcuts. And now you can add the new word or phrases and assign shortcuts to them. And so you can say such as NCAEE, which is like the acronym for Northern California Association for Employment and Education. And by doing this, it'll like add the word for you. So every time you go in to type, it'll recognize it and drop it in for you. So again, go to Settings, go to General, then Keyboard, and select Add New Shortcut, and you can add in stuff there, which is super cool. And then there was one other one I wanted to mention. You can make your own ringtones, but you guys might know about that already. There was one more I wanted to tell you guys about. Oh, this was a good one. And this actually has an app on a couple of phones. It says, find your lost iPhone. Watch this. As long as you sign up in advance for the free Find My iPhone app, will help you locate your device on a map on your computer or any other iOS device. You can display a message, and it'll ring out loud. It'll, you know, it's like an emergency button, and you can make your phone just ring out loud. And or you can remotely lock or swipe its data. So you can do a few different things. You can do a few different things by with the phone. You can also, like I said, you can make the phone make noise. You can also, you know, get some of the data off of your phone. There's a few things you can do, but you have to sign up for the app, and it's called Find My iPhone app. And this will allow you to pull up that app, you know, that allow you to find your phone while after you lose it. And I think that's really great because, you know, how many people are losing their phones from day to day and you don't even, you know, you don't know what to do. And this is a great little feature to have. Okay. And then there was one other one that I thought was really cool, but I think that'll probably be it for now because I just can't recall what the other one is right now. There's another really great No, let me hold on, you guys, because this was cool because it allows you to, I don't know if you guys, some of you guys may have all the really new ones. All the new, you might know all the different tricks and everything, but I thought it was great. Here's one I like, too. Don't waste your time deleting messages individually. You can delete unwanted emails in mass deletions, okay, rather than deleting one at a time. In your inbox, simply click the edit button and check off the emails you want to delete with your finger and then choose the delete button, and they're all gone. I thought that was helpful, but I kind of already knew that one. Spread out, prolong your battery. Who has battery problems? Do we all have battery problems? Yeah. So speaking of battery, here's a here's how to squeeze more life out of your iPhone battery chargers, okay? Turn down the brightness of your screen, turn off the wireless radios, and don't use GPS, Wi-Fi, or Bluetooth all the time, and reduce the number of apps with your info you have pushed to your iPhone. So basically, a lot of these different programs and apps you guys are always running in the background, which you may have found out about. Check your background. You got to go to settings to do that too, and check your background apps, because if you have apps running in the background, you know, like my GPS, if I leave it turned on, it's always working. And so why it's always working, it's also always pulling juice. And so my phone will shut itself down because it'll have maybe 17 apps running at the same time. You know, it gets overloaded and it just shuts itself off and reboots. And I was trying to figure out why, and they told me you have way too much going on. So, yeah, I had to shut that down a little bit. And I think that was my last little ditty here. Yeah. Oh, there it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. Wait, no, this is not the one. Get more and less time. There's one app, there's one thing on here you guys can do where you can set reminders on your phone, and the reminders are based off of your their location reminders. And so the iPhone recognizes where you are. And so if you say something like, remind me to pick up the trash before I leave that, or remind me to call my mom after I'm leaving the house. There we go, right here. Use location-based reminders, okay? As you probably know about Siri, you can be used to set reminders, like saying, what's it, S-I-R-I, Siri, remind me to call mom at 4 o'clock today, okay? If you tell the phone to remind you 4 o'clock, it'll remind you. But did you also know that you can set location-based reminders on your iPhone 4S? It says, say this, say, remind me to call mom when I leave here, or remind me to call mom when I get home. And you'll be notified accordingly because your phone GPS will be on, it'll know where you are, and once you get to or removed from that place you are, the phone will send you a reminder. And I just thought that was phenomenal because it's kind of like you're in your house getting dressed, and you're like, oh, shoot, I need to call, you know, the florist and order those flowers for the wedding tomorrow. I'm going to do it when I get in the car. So then you say, boom, remind me when I leave here to call the florist. And you know, that's just a little helpful reminder. So another little tip that, you know, will help you to kind of make the day run a little bit smoother, okay? Pretty awesome, I thought. So those are a few tips and tricks, you guys, about the iPhone that you may or may not have known, okay? So we're going to pause for the calls. And when we return, we're going to talk with our boy Nate Gray and find out, hear about him and what's going on with that world, and also from our girl Carby. We'll be right back.
Hey, you guys, have you seen the kicking spot? I mean, I'm trying to find the kicking spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm T'Angelo. I'm the host.
The kicking spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit.
But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one to let me the wrong name.
Ooh, yeah.
Kick it spot. If you know who you are, my bad. It was my birth. Because, sorry.
The kick it spot.
What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the kick it spot.
What it do, y'all, and what's up? Yes, so T'Angelo is back in the house doing as I do as we talk. I'm going to have to get that whole freestyling thing under control because I really love to do it, but I'm just not that great at it. Anyhow, you guys, what's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo at the Kicker Spot, and we are currently gearing up to talk to our boy Nate Gray as he expresses with us a winning perspective, okay? Nate Gray, he believes in conditioning your mind to achieve dreams and win regardless of obstacles. He himself has overcome life challenges and accomplished his goal of being a successful entrepreneur by faith and perspective. And perseverance. Now, for those listening, our boy Nate Gray does hail from Chicago. He is a native born in Chicago. So, you know, woo-woo, Chi-Town. He also is the author of a book entitled From Him to Us, Volume 1. He's the keynote speaker. He reflects and covers the fields of motivation, entrepreneurship, life, and spirituality. He conditions your mind to achieve dreams and win regardless of obstacles. He has, you know, written his book to kind of showcase what your mindset should be to move forward and having the vision until you win, okay? He believes that anything you want, you just have to pursue it. And in life, you know, just have the vision and make it happen. Okay, you guys? So that's pretty awesome in that. And so without further ado, I would like to introduce our boy Nate Gray. Do I have Nate on the line?
I'm here. What's up, Deanna?
Well, good evening to you, kind sir. How are you?
All is well. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here on the show.
Wonderful. Thank you. So before we get into all the details of you, how was the weather in Chicago?
Well, it's a cold night in the shy. You know, we just all waiting on that good weather. You know, this has, the weather be funny around this time in March, April. You know, we get that cold weather around this time. So it's a cold night in the shy, but we got the Heat and the Bulls going on. So everybody in the shy checking out the Heat and the Bulls right now. MVP
D-Rose. That's what's up. Well, and here in Cali, we kind of luck out. We have random weather from one day to the next. And I think today was beautifully windy. Beautiful skies with a bunch of wind. So, anyhow, I just wanted to feel like I was actually in Chicago for a moment. That's why I had to ask. I've never been, but I wanted to feel like I was there. So, talk to us. We're talking about I just mentioned your book, From Him to Us, Volume 1. Tell me about the book. What are we finding here?
Well, From Him to Us, Volume 1, it's a book, it's on affirmations to pursue your purpose through all tests of times. I pretty much started it around the time when I had some storms and things I was going through, and I was able to overcome challenges in my life and continue to pursue with my dreams. And while I was doing that, I was writing motivational speeches for different churches that my father serves, or different churches in Chicago, and seminars and events around the nation. And as I was writing those motivational topics based on what I've experienced in life and what I've overcome, I was motivating myself, and I was putting it together in a book to share with others and motivate them. And so it's pretty much a book for your spirituality and motivation for your dreams and goals, and just getting through day-to-day life issues and trying to maintain and pursue your purpose no matter what.
Okay. So now, how old are you?
31.
Okay, because I question, have you been through enough of life yet? Like, you know, but it seems like you're such a young man and you have such a strong outlook on how to make this happen. What motivated you? Where did this inspiration come from for you?
Well, you know, it's not so much about age. Well, it's not about age at all, or how old a person is. It's just all about your perspective on life. That's the thing I was talking about, in a winning perspective. Everybody have challenges. All of us have unique life challenges of some sort. And so it's not your age or what you feel like how much you know or anything. It just if you're on this earth, you're going to have some type of experiences or some type of challenges that you're going to face. And it's all about how you respond to it. You know, the situation, you can look at it in a negative perspective, or you can look at it in a positive perspective, and what I call a winning perspective. I choose to have a winning perspective over anything, regardless. So you can be a teen or you can be an adult and have your perspective on life, a good perspective on life, depending on whatever you're going through. So it's not about your age.
Right. Okay. I can dig it. So now we have the book. What can readers find in the book? What are we learning from here? Let's see. The message exactly. You know, what are you saying in the book?
Well, in the book, I'm just saying pursue your purpose no matter what. And you know, it brings you closer to God. It's for anybody who's trying to increase their spirituality, get their spirituality together in life, and their motivation for pursuing their dream, and maintaining through day-to-day obstacles. It's just affirmations for whatever situations you have. People face financial issues. People have job issues.
Mm-hmm.
People have marriage issues. People have family issues.
So what are some steps? What are some tips on, you know, how to cultivate and manifest these visions and to keep the positive mindset?
Well, the first thing is you have to have a vision. And my definition of vision is conceiving in your mind the dreams and goals that you want to pursue. So whatever you see yourself doing, you have to have the vision in your mind to know that you can do this, you can see it. And one of the first steps that I have is to accept the territory. And accept the territory is pursuing accepting whatever comes along the nature of your pursuit. So anything that we pursue in life, we all going to have a unique path that we're going to have to follow. So when it gets rough and when it gets hard, or when we face any obstacles along that path, we have to accept the territory and know the situation that we're in, and know that we're going to manifest it regardless. For example, in my case, to be a successful entrepreneur and published author, I was working in corporate America, and, you know, I was in there over 10 years, and when I lost my job, that was a real tough time for me, and I had just lost a close family member at that time. You know, it was a tragic loss for the family. And, you know, so I had to, you know, maintain my vision. And, you know, because around that time I was questioning life. I kind of looked at it like, man, I just lost my job. How am I going to maintain? What am I going to do? And I knew I had this vision to make it and share my message and, you know, write my books and do the engagement.
And put it through.
So, so that's pretty much
okay.
One of the first steps about accepting the territory. So now when I had to embark on this journey after losing my job, you know, I had to know that things were different. I wasn't in a situation where I was comfortable at a 9-to-5 and getting a consistent data every 2-week paycheck or whatever. And so I just knew that things were going to be different, so I had to accept that territory, that it was going to be a challenge, and I assured myself that I was up to the challenge. And it's the three questions that you have to ask yourself when you pursue your profession. You have to ask yourself, what do you want, and why do you want it, and what are you willing to do to get it?
Okay,
and that'll determine when you ask yourself them questions, what you're really trying to do out here, then that'll determine your drive and if you're willing to accept the territory, if you're willing to take on what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur.
Okay, and so we have the first book out, and you say it's volume one. And I'm imagining because you're going to expound on this, or is it an ever-growing process? Why is it only volume one versus just what it is?
Well, that's the first volume I have. It'll be three volumes to that book. Volume two is in the works. It'll be out. It'll be in the markets later in 2012. And I have other books in the work. My message that I'm promoting now, A Winning Perspective, that's going to be another book. So I have a line of books that I'm working on. And, you know, anybody that's following me, and on my newsletter and my website, it can keep up with the information about the latest books.
That's what's up. You guys, we are currently here on the Kick It Spot, chilling out our boy Nate Gray, book author and public speaker. And so, Nate, now we have also to learn more about Nate, you guys, definitely check out his website, which is www.nategray.com. And you can definitely
also
follow
me on Twitter at Nate Gray Zone.
Nate Gray Zone.
I'm on Facebook, same name, Nate Gray Zone.
Okay. Now, you talk about, one of my favorite things that you talk about the importance of a positive influence, you know, to have the positive influence, to have the positive mindset. Why do you find it to be such a, you know, an important aspect of it?
You said, why do I plan to be such an important aspect of the positive mindset?
Why do you find having a positive mindset is so important?
Well, I mean, your mind pretty much determines where you're going. So if you already made up your mind that this is it, I give up, why am I doing this, there's no purpose in doing this, I'm not going to make it anyway, then you already defeated yourself, you already lost. So a winning mindset, a winning perspective is knowing that you're going to do this regardless. Like right now, I mean, everything I've accomplished today, and I'm still making moves, you know, it's like I just go by that winning perspective, man. You know, you got to have that positive mindset. Your mind is everything. You know how, you know, when we was in grammar school and, you know, what they always tell the kids, your mind is a terrible thing to waste. And I just thought about that because, you know, I talk to Chicago public school students and the youth around Chicago. But the main thing is it's your mind. Your mind is where it starts. It all relates to that vision. That all talking about, you have that vision, you can see it in your mindset. You see it, you see yourself making it, and that's what you have to work off of. Once you see it, once you have it in your mind, then you can take steps to your mindset is going to trigger action. And then when it triggers the action, that's when you determine the necessary steps that you need to take in order to manifest the vision that you see in your mind. it's not going to happen just sitting there. You have to go out and pursue it.
So what is your vision? What are you, we have the book writing, but what are the goals for yourself that you've set?
Well, my vision is, well, what I'm telling everybody now, I'm talking to anybody who have a goal and or have a dream and they're trying to get out here. I'm talking to anybody who on their last rope and they feel like they're ready to give up and they can't pursue their dreams. I'm talking to the youth. I wanted to, you know, I'm trying to, I am empowering them to show that their future starts today. And, you know, my vision is to just give people that motivation and increase their spirituality through that book, From Him to Us, Volume 1. So I'm just, and I'm talking to the entrepreneurs, people that aspire an entrepreneur and people that's trying to make it. And the authors, I get a lot of questions from people about pursuing a book profession. So I'm talking to authors, entrepreneurs, and anybody who want to be motivated and realize they can get it out here.
Okay. So is that what got you kind of into this business?
Well, what got me in the business was when I first started writing a book, as I was saying about when I was writing about the events in my life, what I was inspired off of. And so as I pursued, because I'm already a writer anyway, you know, I write. And it just, you know, I've been writing pretty much since I was 10 years old. And it just, later when I put out From Him to Us, Volume 1, it evolved into the book when I was writing about my experiences, my trials and tribulations. And the speaking business, I was already speaking coming out of my fatherhood in church, and then I was speaking at different events. So it just evolved in from my friends in the industry working with different speakers and different authors. So that's how I pretty much got involved in this. My passion for writing and my passion to share the motivation and my vision and help others to succeed.
That's what's up. So now we have, going forward, we have about setting goals and vision and moving forward. Say the person is, you know, working to keep, they have a positive attitude, you know, they're striving to move forward, but it does seem like every step forward they take is 5 steps back, and then they only get 2 more steps and 5 steps back. And I know a young lad like that who just kept feeling like the world was beating against him. Is your book something they should look towards for motivation? Is that the kind of reading they'll find there?
They can get motivation, empowerment, and reassurance. They can increase their spirituality, their confidence, their perspective on life, their relationship with God, and understand of the Bible for, you know, people that's trying to read the word and get to the next level and things like that and increase their spirituality. So that's the type of book that it is. It deals with almost every aspect of life, any situation that you're going through. It's different topics in there. It's something in there for everybody for what they're going through right now or anything that they're feeling or thinking about right now. It's something in there for you and From Him to Us, Volume 1.
That's what's up. So now, does all of this help to better or to increase your personal life? We're talking about a lot of business and, you know, a lot of the career aspect. What about the personal life? Does it also fall into that?
It increases your spirituality. And those are some things that you have to have in place before you can get to the next level, before you can even talk about your professional life. You know, you have to be straight with yourself as a person first. And the things that work for me is my connection with God, my connection with God. You know, those are the things that work for me, being right spiritually and being right in my mind and being right as a person. That, you know, once you got those things in place and you're doing what you need to do to get there and having your faith and persevere, then you're good.
Okay. That's what's up. So now to a young youth, and I noticed that you also like to, you know, you like to give positive words to the youth and also help them understand to move forward in a positive light, because, of course, the children and the upcoming generation is always highly important. What is it that you see that they're lacking so far?
Well, they may be lacking. I mean, everything's it's a different angles, but I feel that one of the things that I'll speak on, they lack just the knowledge of even knowing that they have these options, that they have, you know, their life, that this is just a start. Their life is, they have their whole life ahead, and they can actually do things. And, you know, there's teenpreneurs out here, teenage entrepreneurs, that's doing things. So it's, I think that's one thing, once they're exposed to other options and know that they can really do something and really know what the purpose of things are now with being in school, getting education, and preparing them for being the adults and the successful people they should be. So I think once they just, if they focus on, you know, they know that they have these options other than what's presented to them every day, then they could.
Okay. Well, we are definitely going to look into this. You guys, we are sitting here talking with Nate Gray, book author. He currently has his book out now, which I'm about to mess up the title. I can feel it in my heart. No, I'm going to say it right. Okay, he has his current book out now, From Him to Us, Volume 1. You can definitely check out Nate at www.nategray.com or on all the different social mediums, which is nategrayzone.com. Oh, no, just Nate Gray Zone at Twitter or at Facebook and those things. Yeah, moving too fast. Well, as we're about to pull to a close, Nate, I'm going to ask a random question. What is one of your favorite TV shows?
Well, you know, I don't watch a lot of TV, man, but I'm pretty much just tuning into a lot of sports, man. You could catch me watching NFL Network, and, you know, I watch a lot of NFL, NBA, so I don't really have any favorite TV shows.
Yeah, I don't really either. And then, what would you say I'm sorry, I just got stuck. Another random question. Oh, what is one of your favorite teams? So you said right now the Heat's playing who?
The Bulls.
The Bulls. I don't follow sports at all, but Chicago has the Bulls and the Miami has the Heat. I do know that much.
Right.
Okay,
so,
good.
You know, my favorite team, NBA. I mean, you know, of course, my home team, the Bulls. I don't really have no favorite teams like that, but on the football side, NFL, I roll New York Giants, Philly Eagles, and, of course, my Chi-Town Bears.
Okay.
And then you can catch some of my blogs at my website for sports blogs. I write from a freelance writer for online magazines, online community, and for Yahoo. Write for Yahoo. You write sports topics and stuff like that. So they can catch that at NateGray.com and follow my blog.
That's what's up. Well, you guys heard it right here on the Kicker Spot. Well, Nate, thank you for stopping by the Kicker Spot and chilling out with us a bit. And before you go, is there any last words you'd like to leave to the person listening, just need that one more word of wisdom? What would you say?
Well, I just want everybody to remember, you know, pursue your dreams. And whatever you're going through in life right now, we have unique life challenges on top of what we're trying to pursue. So just maintain your vision and just see it always through it till you win, man. You know, just keep it up, keep the faith, and maintain under turbulence. You know, we're going to hit some turbulence out there, and we can't panic when we hit turbulence. You just got to see your vision all the way through the storm, just like the pilots in the plane. When the pilot's flying, they hit the storm. The pilot might not see what he's in the storm, but he have those instruments in the airplane to guide him through the storm. So it's just like us. We are spirits and the soul. The soul is our vessel to get us to our destination. And when we hit storms, we have to have our instruments of faith through the storm and know that we're going to make it.
Well, there you guys have it. It's right here on the Kicker Spot. Well, thank you again, Nate, and you have a good night.
All right. Thanks a lot, D'Angelo. Thanks for having me.
Most definitely. You guys stick around. We'll be right back after this.
Don't you remember? got your love anymore.
The freshest and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog. Yes, I said it. EOTMblog.com is the site to visit.
I said, be quiet. It's coming on. And get off my foot.
What's going on, everybody? We are now inside of the Celebrity Hub. And, yeah, it's been a lot going on. And because I wasn't here last week, I've missed so many interesting topics and stories, but we're just going to cover the few that I'm able to squeeze into. I actually had to stop. It was so much interesting stuff going on. I was like, okay, we can't get all the stories on in one night, but you guys just have to check out EOTM Blog for all the stories that I didn't manage to fit into tonight's show. But there is a lot going on. So first off, I have not had a chance to keep up with all the performances from Dancing with the Stars. I mean, I really would love to, but again, I'm just not sitting still long enough to do so. Maybe if I had a driver, I could, like, watch TV. I probably would sleep in the back seat, though. I would be so sleepy, I would probably just go to sleep. Anyhow, okay, so we have our girl, Sherry Shepherd, one of the hosts on The View, who has been performing on Dancing with the Stars, and she had a shocking elimination this past week. Shepherd, a fan favorite on Dance with the Stars, was sent home this past Tuesday night in the most shocking elimination of the season. She called the experience an amazing adventure and urges her fans to take risks and to keep challenging themselves. And she also says, well, I could continue to tell you what she said, or we could just take a listen and hear what Sherry had to say for herself. This is Sherry, you guys, giving her speech after she got eliminated from the show. Listen to this. Uh-oh. Maybe not going to listen to this. I want to listen to this. Let's see. Well, you guys, she was in tears. It was beautiful. It was a great moment. I'm going to have to. Okay, hold on here. Uh-oh, technical difficulty.
I just want to say thank you for letting me live a dream that I've always had. And I want to say I got the most amazing partner, Val Schmurkowski. And I want to say to every person out there, that thing that scares you the most, that makes you say, I don't know if I can do it, I'm scared, run towards it because it's so amazing on the other side.
There it is right there, you guys. You get a chance. She is totally in tears. She's pouring out, and she's reached one of her dreams, and she's telling you this is what it takes is to continue moving forward. And I just have to agree. And to me, the most moving part was she said, just keep it pushing because it's so awesome on the other side. And that's really what it's about, you guys, is getting ourselves to the other side. So, hey, she did it, you know. Nothing else can be said. She definitely did it. Shepherd had earned 21 points that night, which was the second lowest score of the evening. Her tango on Monday, judges told her, wasn't sharp enough and lacked her usual spark. So we're definitely going to keep up, you know, with Dancing the Stars and see what's going on. We got a few other great celebrities on there. And while we're talking about Dancing with the Stars, we also want to mention our girl, Melissa Gilbert. Melissa Gilbert, who's recovering from an injury she received while performing week before last, actually. Or no, last week, because this week they did that. Yeah, Melissa Gilbert suffered from a concussion and whiplash during Dance with the Stars performance. After smiling for the cameras following the performance, for which the duo earned 22 points, and were called the show's best performance by far by one of the judges, Gilbert was taken from the studio to the hospital. Melissa had some concussion-like symptoms after she got her score. That's what her brother told CNN after the show. She was a little nervous and dizzy, so we decided to go to the hospital. She injured herself, and so she was out on the show this past week. You know, they're all wishing her the best. Yeah, we're kind of wishing her the best thing she's doing. Let me see. She was quoted saying, I'm all right, mild concussion and whiplash. Very soon I will be safely home, resting and being taken care of. She Twittered that not too long ago. As a result of hitting her head during the show, Melissa has a... Blah, 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 blah. I already said that already. So anyhow, moreover, she's doing okay. And I imagine she'll be back on the show in time. And I think it's interesting how they keep saying that she got a concussion, she got a concussion. Do they ever talk about how she got the concussion? What exactly happened? I personally watched the show, and I kind of missed where she got the concussion. I kind of just missed where she got the concussion. So I think, though, her partner may have kind of bumped her head against the floor or dropped a little too hard. But, of course, they don't want it to be said that he did anything to harm her, so they're just keeping that part out of there. But if you say she got a concussion, how you get a concussion dancing the Paso Doble? What exactly happened? So, you know, I guess don't point fingers. No one's to blame. It's just the show must go on, as they say in the performing arts world. So anyhow, we wish her speedy recovery. Moving right along, our boy Mark Anthony and Jennifer Lopez getting a divorce. You guys may have heard about this some time ago. They announced them getting a divorce, which was so peculiar considering they have a television show together in one of the other Latin countries. And they also, right before the divorce, they had just performed on Jennifer Lopez's show, American Idol. A great performance. And then you're like, oh, wow, divorce? Well, anyhow, Mark Anthony has finally filed for the divorce from Jennifer Lopez. We learned that Mark cited they were having some differences they couldn't get over. There we go. Irreconcilable. There we go. Irreconcilable. Is that right? Irreconcilable? Who cares? Okay, they have some irreconcilable differences as the reason for the divorce. In the papers filed on March 9th in the Los Angeles Supreme Court, Mark is asking for joint legal and physical custody of the couple's twins. They're 4 years old. Mark also wants the judge to shut the door on Jennifer if she asks for spousal support. He is not having it. You got money. Take care of it yourself. Mark does not list a specific date for separation, but the couple announced their split back in July of 2011. They were married back in 2004, so one of the longest marriages for Jennifer Lopez. This will be Jennifer's third divorce, and numero uno, I think, numero dos for Mark, his second divorce. He wants each party to pay to, I'm sorry, he wants each party to take care of their own attorney fees, you know, and just keep it really civil. You know, you do you, I'll do me. We just split. You take you, I'll take me. We split the kids and move forward. Now, I did hear one of my friends say that he doesn't even really take care or see his other kids he has, so why is he interested in these two? I don't know, but he is. So let a daddy be a daddy, I say. Move along. Whitney Houston's family. So Whitney Houston's sister-in-law, Pat Houston, tells the media that she is relieved that the singer's death investigation is finally over. They actually ran into Pat and Whitney Houston's brother, Gary, as they landed in the LAX airport hours after Beverly Hills Police Department concluded its investigation into Whitney's death, deciding once and for all foul play was not involved. We asked Pat, Pat and Gary were asked if the Beverly Hills Police Department's findings brought them closure and if they were happy that the case was finally over, and Pat said yes. She said, bottom line, the Beverly Hills Police Department decided Whitney's death was accidental drowning, and that is that. So I'm happy that the family is happy. You do want to move on, you know, get all the questions answered and push it through. They did have some pictures, you guys, online of Whitney Houston's room the night that it all happened and the findings. And also have been released, and I just didn't get a chance to pull it for you guys, but they also have released a 911 phone call from the hotel employee who called to talk about her findings of the body. So I'm going to have to listen to that later. Personally, I want to see what that's about. And then also, you guys, I mentioned that these names are getting all mixed up with me tonight. But I also mentioned that our girl Whitney Houston has a movie coming out, right? You remember that part when I said that? Yes, she does. Some of you may or may not be aware, but there was a big film back in the day called Sparkle, and it was a musical flick, kind of giving you a version of Dreamgirls. Give me one second. I'm trying to get the cup. Got something. What is she doing here? Okay, yes. So Whitney Houston, she actually is in the film. The film is going to be released called Sparkle. She plays the mother of the girls in this film. So let's see. This is actually a 1979 classic, Sparkle is. And for some people who love the Sparkle film, I've seen it, and it was cool. It's a good movie. But for all my friends who were head over heels in love with it, unfortunately, I didn't receive the same passion for the film that they did. But it was a good film nonetheless. The film's appearance will have Whitney Houston in it. It's a remake for the 1979 film with the same name, featuring the American Idol winner Jordan Sparks and the current voice judge CeeLo Green. Sparkle tells the story of young women struggling to become a star against all odds. Houston appears in the film as the lead character's mother, Emma, a single mom doing her best to do right by her children. It's bound to be an emotional performance, not just given the tragedy surrounding Whitney Houston's death, but for the first look at her character seen in a film, you know, for years to come. So, get a chance, definitely try to find the trailer. I'll have to play it for you guys next week. But it's a good look. Whitney looks amazing, and I can't wait to see the film and see her perform in it. Because the trailer, I've seen the trailer before, actually, and it looks good. So you guys definitely keep your eyes out. That's going to be a lot of fun. And what you call it? Oh, the breaking news. Guess which R&B superstar has his baby mama signed on to be the new Atlanta housewife? Doom-da-da-doom. That was me building suspense. Y'all like that? Did y'all feel suspense right there? Did I feel like y'all was in suspense? Yeah? No? Okay. Anyhow. Veronica shaking her head at me. So silly. Okay. Let's see here. I'm sorry. Okay. So April 11th, you guys, the producers of the Housewives have their replacement for Cherie. is I forgot how to pronounce her name. Moneta? I'm going to call her Mo. Moneta Shine is her name. Moneta Shine is Neo, the R&B singer Neo, two-time baby's mother. Yes, the producers auditioned a number of women, including Toya Carter, a.k.a. Lil Wayne's ex-wife. Initially, they liked Toya, but eventually decided against her, claiming that she is just too boring. But boring is not the word used for in the same sentence as Neo's baby's mama, Moeta. We're told that Mo is fun, outgoing, and oh, let's just say this, you guys. She has a history that includes close to a dozen professional athletes. You ain't heard it from me. That's what they say. So, of course, Bravo jumped on the chance to sign Moeta. The one problem, her baby's father, Neo, was forbidding her from joining the cast. Yes, he used a proper word. Neo was trying to forbid her. But, well, how did Moeta convince Neo? We don't ever know if she convinced him or not. But here we do know Moeta is agreeing to join the cast, okay? Mo will shoot and be a go-getter. Moeta has a very strong go-getter kind of attitude. She gets what she wants and she kind of goes to it. So I would say, girl, you need to go ahead and do what you want to do. I mean, saying, if Neo ain't set no wedding dates, then really what he going to say about it? I mean, don't pass up opportunity to get into your career and do what you need to do, you know? But one of the girls in the post had wrote, did you see much show? Oh, she said, did you see how much they paying these chicks at Bravo? You need to go ahead and get into it. Go ahead and get into it. So anyhow, you guys, yes, you definitely have to check out Housewives of Atlanta and see if the new addition will be a wonderful asset to the show or not. So anyhow, you guys, for all these stories and more, definitely check out EOTMblog.com. Yes, I said it, EOTMblog.com.
What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot. T'Angelo.
Hey, you guys, what's going on? So, we are now moved into the part of the show which I'm quite interested to get into. We're going to feature our girl, Carla B, and she's going to explain to us exactly why we're going on 51 dates with 51 men from 51, not for real, but for her online dating experience. Let's go ahead and check out this commercial she has put together for this venture, and then we're going to talk to Ms. Carla B. Let's take a listen to this.
E-Buzz, yes. Carla B., the host of E-Buzz, is dating 51 men just for you. No kissing, no funny stuff.
That's right, no funny stuff.
Just getting the facts about dating and what really goes on behind the closed doors of men. Get the news May 5th as you listen to the outcome of 51 men Carla B. will be dating. Men, you need to tune in. Ladies, you must tune in. That's EOTMradio.com. 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on eBuzz. That's Carla B., the host. We'll be dating 51 men. This is Ron Anthony on EOTMradio.com. Tune in.
So, you guys, let's go ahead and welcome a girl, Carla B. Yo, Carla!
What's up, T?
I don't even care what's going on with me. We need to so jump right into this because I already had a plethora of questions before I heard the commercial. Now that I heard the commercial, I don't understand. He's going to tell me no funny business, and you're going to find out what's really going on with men in the dating scene. You are not finding out what's going on if ain't no funny business, okay?
Are you serious, Tiangelo?
Yes, I have a heart attack. Mm-hmm. We talking about. You going on 51 dates and not get it in? You doing something wrong. No.
Okay, well, maybe that's the mentality of you being a California male, that is. So that's the possibility. But, yeah, I'm doing things a little bit different, Tiangelo. So maybe you would like to stay connected to my blog and make sure you check out the show on LinkedIn.
Maybe I have to see what you're doing. Maybe you're not looking for a husband. Maybe you're looking for a homeboy to kind of, you know, roll out and just chill out with or something. Because, I don't know, 51 days? Okay, well, you know what? Maybe I'm being presumptuous. Let's go back to the top. Let's go to the top. So what are we doing? Talk to us. What are you doing for for the listeners?
Okay, well, I'm doing this for the women, and I'm doing it for the men as well. Those people that are out there, and they're using online dating as a way to meet people. Online dating statistics, Tiangelo, they provide very clear evidence that the digital dating trend, it is still on the rise. So the whole thing about me and dating 51 guys, well, one of the things is that, of course, the real question remains, does online dating really work? So my job is to let these people know that it does. It does work. So what I plan on doing is weathering personal relationship fatigue with the hopes of finding the perfect match for me. And I actually had to do a lot of soul searching, you know, because I don't want to just do a show and do research and stuff with, you know, and just like kind of play with people's heads, which is kind of sort of what I'm doing. But I did, at the end of the day, want to get some really clear information to be able to share with my listeners and with my readers. So I'm planning on being, you know, just putting myself out there, Tiangelo, and it's going to be definitely exciting. I've already went on some dates. I have about maybe 40 dates to go before May 10th. It's been exciting. We actually partnered with a online dating site, which is Single No More. You can actually, if you go to eotmblog.com, and look for the blog. I think it's titled What I Learned from Dating 51 Men. The link to that particular dating site is there. You could just Google that dating site, Single No More. Basically, during the show on May 5th, I'll have April Mason, who is the CEO of Single No More. We also actually honored April Mason a couple years ago in Atlanta when we had our celebrating the queens in our community. She was one of our queens in our communities. April Mason mm-hmm. done some great things in Atlanta and abroad. And she just recently launched the Single No More dating site. So I definitely wanted to have her on, and she's definitely going to be on. We also, actually, just since my blog's been up, we got a couple sponsors. We are partnering with eHarmony and a couple other, like the Cheesecake Factory. And Sherman Oaks, as well as a couple of other ones. So, yeah, we're excited because it turned out to be just something that I wanted to do to be able to, you know, to share this information with men and women, and it's turning into something a little bit bigger. So I'm definitely excited constantly mm-hmm. for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's about the realness. I mean, so I'm going to say I am a fan of online dating. I mean, with us being on the move, there is no real other way to do it.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm going to talk to you digitally 75% of the time anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm definitely a fan of it. I think it goes well. And, I mean, you're right. The funny business doesn't have to happen. It doesn't.
It
I'm just facetious. I mean, truly, I just want to date. I went on a date recently, actually, and it was fun. And what happened?
It was
I fell asleep.
It was fun. Okay.
You're trying to think what happened. Oh, yeah. We just actually went, to the crib. We hung out.
Okay.
Funny enough, I don't watch television. And so the television was on. It's like I got captivated by whatever movie was on.
Okay.
Chilled out, talked about the movie, talked about the politics, had a glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
I said, ooh, it's getting late. It's 10 o'clock. I got to go. Life is good. We're still chatting via text, via the site that we met on, and we're planning to get to dinner. We'll get to probably get to dinner once we get back from Alaska because I'm busy until then. So, and so I get it. So you're doing the research. So you're talking about finding the person. What do you what is the site offering you and helping you achieve this perfect energy?
A couple things. It's not even the site. Of course, I researched the different online dating sites that I've posted profiles on, but it's not just the dating sites. It's about the person creating the profile and creating a honest profile. Tiangelo, you said you just started trying online dating, so you already know you've probably still went through so many different profiles, and you read them and you say, yeah, are they really like that, or is that picture right there, is that how they really look? You have all these different questions in your mind, and of course you're trying to create a profile that's going to attract people. One of the things that I've learned over the past couple of years by being on dating sites, I'm like, okay, I want to be 100% honest about everything.
Right.
And I want to share with you something really quickly because I know your time is dwindling, but if your listeners went to my blog, eotmblog.com, and actually found the blog, you can put in the search engine, What I Learned from Dating 51 Men. I actually updated this a couple of days ago, and if you want to give me 1 minute, I can read to you guys my latest update, and it was an experience from one of my past dates. Just to give you an idea on where I'm going with it. So can I do that?
I'm listening to the patient.
Okay, so it's called The Revelation, okay? So this is what I said. It's really hard for me in those first few minutes of meeting someone new. Nothing is worse or more exquisite than my first date, first flicker of disappointment or approval. Now, if he clearly isn't interested, then he was simply another woman's catch, and I got out of her way. I knew I'd meet someone else tomorrow. Even if a first date wasn't fantastic, I tended to accept second dates to make sure I hadn't been too hasty in my judgment. The thing I like best about my online dating project is that it validates that nagging sense I've had for years. Every Friday night I had spent alone or with girlfriends. I believe there had to be several thousand potential dates out there for me somewhere. Turns out, Tiangelo, I was right. To date so many men, I needed to be honest in a new way. Now, in my 20s, when the wrong man asked me out, I usually lied. I was either way too busy dating someone else or moving to Paris for a year. Sensing my failure, some men refused to let go, and a few talked me into dates or worse, relationships, and this is a true story. I marvel to think I left the nest without ever learning how to verbalize my own needs and desires. One of my earliest online dates taught me about honesty, and I actually went to my computer one day, and I had a couple really great dates with this one guy, and I got an email from him, and the email said, "It was really nice to meet you." The tall, good-looking, athletic wrote me in an email after date number two, but I didn't feel that indescribable something that would tell me we're a match. So I sat there looking at the computer screen. I just realized that he had found the words to describe my own sentiments. I didn't feel rejected. I felt liberated by his courage. Better yet, Tiangelo, from that day on, I actually stole his line. So that's what I used after a first date, and it's just not clicking. I'll either leave a text or I'll leave an email, and I say that it was really nice to meet you, but I didn't feel that indescribable something that would tell me we're a match. So basically, that's the way I'm doing my online dating experiences. I'm just really keeping it 100% honest. And you just never know. I may find someone really special by my 40th birthday, which is in a couple months. So, you know.
So
That'd be a great thing, right?
It would be an awesome thing, but we're talking about, does that email come or that message come after only the first date, or can that happen after two or three?
Okay, so the thing is this, what I'm giving these guys the opportunity of, okay, it's one date, but if I'm feeling that there was a possibility that was something there, I would go on a second date. So after the second date, you know, I would send that email if it wasn't working.
Okay, so, all right, okay, now. You're talking about doing this for the men and the women.
Yeah.
What do women want to know? The women are thinking to themselves right now, well, Carla, what are you looking for? That's what they want to know. They want to know, what they should be looking for. So, Carla, what are you looking for in these qualities to get this indescribable feeling?
Okay, all right. Well, and I think if women are asking that question, they can't look to me for that answer. They have to look within themselves. But me, you have to know what you want. And I do know what I want after dating for so many years and been married twice and yada, yada, yada. You know, so I'm looking for someone like me, basically, someone honest, of course, pleasing to the eye and, you know, like my jokes, because, Tiangle, you know I joke and stuff. And
right.
I can hold a conversation, basically. So back in the day in my 20s, I used to have all these crazy, you know, qualifications and stuff like that. The guy had to be like certain height, certain weight, and, you know, college degree and yada, yada, yada. So over the years, that has changed. So basically, it's not about the height, the weight, or anything. It's just about, you know, that compatibility and, you know, as far as conversations. And one of the main things with me is, you know, can he, you know, is he okay with me talking on the phone to him on, you know, for a long period of time? Because, Tiangle, you already know, you can't even have
right.
me over the phone.
So
just a lot of little things, but nothing like it was back in my 20s. You know, it's not about the 6-foot athletic build with the muscles and all that great stuff that, you know, I'm just visualizing in my head right now. Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm like a 40-year-old man.
There's
a few 40-year-old men. The 40-year-old men do look like that today, but it's a lot less than when you're using your 20s.
Yeah. But most of the guys I know that's in their 40s, they're pretty, you know, shaped up and stuff like that.
I guess we do kind of luck out you in the industry. So, yeah, beauty is part of our job. Okay.
But
so
you don't want to date people in the industry. That's why I'm on dating sites, right? I can't date
I don't even know because I don't, you know what? You're right. Because two stars don't work in it. You need a producer, you need a director kind of character, someone who don't mind
right.
taking the back seat
right.
to your celebrity. Okay,
yeah.
I agree. Okay, so now you said one thing that I know men are excited to hear, which is you know what you want, because a lot of women think they know what they want. And we see
right.
this all the time when the women say, I want this type of guy. But when they
mm-hmm.
get that type of guy, they say, oh, he's too sensitive. Or, oh, I want someone more dominating, or, oh,
mm-hmm.
all that crap.
Right.
Okay. So in your story, you say you know what you want. Got it. Now, from the men's mm-hmm. point of view, in my opinion, what we want to know is how should this date go? Am I taking control? Is that what you're looking for? Or am
mm-hmm.
I being innovative? How should I approach the date with you for the first? Because I only get two.
Well, but the thing is this, I don't want the date to really think too hard about it. You know, it should just be about just being yourself. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be an online date. You know, if you are, you know, really want to go on a date with somebody and you want to get them to like you, just be yourself. You know, and I think like, and it's been so crazy for me, Tiangle, because I haven't dated in so long. So I'm just kind of confused on the whole dating process. It was so funny the first couple of days I dated. I think the first guy I dated probably thought I was just retarded because I just didn't know anything. I didn't know what to order off the menu. I just didn't know because I hadn't dated in 2 years.
Okay.
So he's like, this girl is probably on crack or something. That's probably what he was saying. But, hey, I didn't tell him the whole story behind me, and I'm just working, the workaholic, and hadn't dated in 2 years. So, it's been awkward. But this has been a great learning experience for me because this is about me, right?
It is. I'm thinking now that I want to expound on this topic because I have two people in particular who I think should share. Because
okay.
I'm thinking I have two friends, one who tapped into the online dating world last year, her very first time learning the chat and like trying to learn and all the craziness that she had to go through. And at first she was like, this is crazy. Why am I even bothered? I've talked to like six different guys and tried to meet them, and this is crazy. And I was like, and I had to tell her, I said, well, honey, slow down for a second. You're saying six guys didn't work out, right? She was like, yeah, like one dude just randomly sent me a picture of his penis.
Wow.
I said, well, why did he do what you say to him? She said, nothing. We were talking about foods and favorite movies and via text. And next thing I knew, he sent me his schlong. And I was like, oh, wow. I said, so what did you say? I told him, yeah, not impressed. Well, in her head, she's thinking, don't do that. But she didn't realize you're talking to a man. So a man's thinking, oh, you want a better shot. You know what he sent her next? He sent her next a picture of an ejaculating penis.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I got some tips for women with creating their dating profiles. I think that, you know, it depends on how you create your profile. Those are the kind of responses that you're going to get.
But no, honestly, I know this girl, and she's so not that character. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
When I told her in the end, I told her this. I said, honey, what's going on is when you go into online dating, you're speed dating, if you will. So when you meet people in person, it takes longer. Online, it goes by a lot. If you go through six guys in 2 weeks, that's about normal because it don't take as long.
Right.
But that's one story. And we'll have to hear more about it. I'm going to have to see. Now I'm excited, Carla. And then another person I know hasn't dated in over a decade, and she is now dating. And we talked about what the whole process was.
She's
going
to have some problems. She needs to call me. Tell her to call me.
No,
she's going to have
some
problems.
Pretty good. Well, I coached her through it, and she's doing great.
Okay.
They've been dating for like 5 months.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And it's going very well. I'm not surprised you guys let her tell you who it is later. It is a good surprise, too. But, yeah, she started off like, I don't know how to talk to these people. And I kept saying what you said, be yourself, be yourself.
Right.
Myself is not interesting.
Right.
And so in the end,
That's
so, great story.
Exciting
so
for
you
her.
Got me excited.
And the thing is this, right, Tangelo, Brian Anthony and Atlanta, our Atlanta media host and radio personality, he actually did create my promo for me, and he's, after I'm done with this 51 dates, he's going to have to do it in Atlanta. So I think that, you know, I think that he should do it in Atlanta, and Angelo should do it here. So I already got your profile together, so I'm ready. I got ready for you.
Yes, forgot my profile.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, I have to do a photo shoot first. I have to do a photo shoot first.
But, you know, you already have. Now, I didn't do a photo shoot. I actually just used, and I probably should have, just to protect myself in some ways. But I didn't. You know, we have a plethora of photos. So, you know, I just used some of the ones. Yeah. I think on one of my profiles, they even have me and you on there. I'm sorry.
OMG.
I'm sorry. But,
Okay.
I want the listeners to know that Check Me Out May 5th. At 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and definitely I want you to subscribe to receive alerts to my blog, eotmblog.com, just so you can be able to hear my daily updates and stuff. I don't get to update it daily, but definitely. And then make sure if you're on the eotmradio.com page, find my show and make sure you like it, you know, and follow me on Twitter, EOTMPR. That's me. Thanks, Angela.
Well, thank you, Carla, and we definitely look forward to catching up with you when you're on date 45 and see how it's going.
Yes, I'm excited to share with you.
I have one more question. What if you don't make it to 51 because you found,
I'm
like, Mr.
Right? I'm going to make it. But, no, I have to make it. That's just part of that's the whole thing of the game. I can't stop. You know, I mean, if I do find, you know, romance with one guy, you know, I can still have that romance with one guy and just continue with my job. This is my job, right? So... that's what it is.
I hope he's understanding. I hope he has understanding.
He won't know. He won't know.
This is sounding weird already. Well, good luck, doll. And we definitely will be checking in with you and finding out more about 51 Dates with Carla B.
Yes. Yes, sir. Good night.
Good night. You guys, we're definitely going to stay tuned because this sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I personally think I need some footage. I need them to take a camera crew on the date so we can see at least the meeting part. You know, when he walks up, does he look like the picture? Does she look like the picture? What is his first face? You know what? I had an idea. I'm going to give a call to B later on and have one of the guys come onto this show and tell us about his experience of first meeting Carla and what. Yeah, okay, this is about to be the new thing. EOTM, everyone about to be involved. We're about to make this the trending topic for EOTM. She's setting trends. I'm going to be on it. Anyhow, you guys, I'm excited. I am. Guys, you understand. Anyhow, okay, you guys, let's take a quick second here while I put my thoughts together and get off of Carla's B dating experience and finish up here. Okay, yeah, I'll be back. Okay. Give me that drink. Yeah, I'm thirsty.
You are now tuned in. You are now tuned in to the Kickin' Spot. Five. Kickin' Spot. And I'm your boy, D'Angelo. Jalo.
So, we're going to go ahead and pull this train to a slow halt. As the night becomes evening, or as the evening becomes night. Yep, evening has to become night. Anyway, you guys, this has been a lot of fun learning all about having a positive outlook on life, tips and tricks for the iPhone lovers. FYI, you guys, I don't have an iPhone. finding out about the R&B singer. I'm interested to hear more about how that works out with a new cast member. And you guys definitely hit me up. Oh, I probably should post this. I'm going to post this on Facebook right now about the Lil' Kim song. You guys can mention how you feel about it, if you like it or not. That was great. If You Love Me by Lil' Kim was in her new single. What else is left? Oh, well, let's thank our guest. Yes, Nate Gray. Thank you for stopping by, Nate, and sharing the insight on all things positive thinking. And with your book, you guys definitely check out Nate Gray at www.nategray.com or Nate Gray Zone on the social networks. Don't forget, you guys, Baby Day Celebration of Dance is taking place April 21st at Santee Educational Complex, where your boy T'Angelo will be hitting the stage. And I'm telling you, the performance is going to be fire. That's how they say fire. I think they say fire. So, yeah, you definitely have to check that out, you guys. What else is going on? I didn't tell you guys about the kids at my house, huh? Well, I won't say a lot about it. It was great having them here. It was a lot of work. It really was. The six-year-old, of course, wins with the cue card because it was a period where I was putting my house slippers on, and I walked around like maybe one part side of my apartment to the other side of my apartment. And as I got back to the door, the six-year-old had on her shoes and jacket. I looked down and said, "Honey, where are you going? What are you doing?" She said, "I'm going with you." I said, "Who told you I was going anywhere? You put your shoes on." And, of course, I just fell in laughter, and I told her I wasn't going anywhere. Stuff like that was happening. I mean, you know, they want to make dinner. They want to play video games until 5 o'clock in the morning. They want to spend a lot of money. And overall, it was great. And truly, the reason I work as hard as I do is for my family, and moments like that remind me of it. So there's a lot more going on with that story, but that's what y'all going to get for tonight because I have to go. other than that, you guys, definitely, again, Baby Day, babyday.org, D-A-E is the spelling of that. And I'm actually working to get the two honorees. We have two honorees, one gentleman being presented with the Lifetime Achievement Award and another gentleman being presented with the Celebrity Choreographer of the Year Award. So I'm going to get both of them on the show next week, so cross your fingers, wish me luck. And definitely keep it with Carla B in these dates. Other than that, you guys, I look forward to talking with you all soon. Be sure to check out TNTO.com and be sure to check out my YouTube page, you guys, because the video of me performing, I think, is a lot of fun and a lot of excitement, and I want to hear you guys' thoughts and see, you know, if you like what I do, all right? So until next time, you guys, continue to live life to the fullest and just live.
It's your boy, welcome to the Kickin' Spot. It's your boy, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo.
Why did I have a visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, have a better one.
Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody?
T'Angelo. Welcome to the Kickin' Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.